I'm Tawana Smith, president of the Athletes Nexus, and I got next.
You next up and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk? Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next, you up next. Keep the queens go hard. Rise a star on the big scene, make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat, don't settle for less. They put you through that test, your resume that flex. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Shoot.
Yeah, SLT Nation, welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that is intended to give exposure to the voices of tomorrow. We're talking about amazing human beings, rising stars who are doing big things and living out big dreams. And today, this is what I want y'all to do. I want you to right now think of three names. Think of the first three names that come in your head, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to need you to write those names down here in just 1 second. But we got a special one. We got best-selling author, international sports consultant, award-winning entrepreneur, public speaker, professional speaker, and she just bad and bougie. You know what I'm saying? We got her in the building today. We got Tawana Smith. Thank you for joining the show, Tawana. How you doing today?
I'm doing, after that introduction, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Oh, you come here, you family now. We got to bring them out right. We got to call them out right. Hey, well, check this out. I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones of Louisiana, Mr. Yeet himself. I'm rocking alongside of my brother from another mother, the co-host, the head coach, KT Kev. You back in school, huh? How you feeling?
You still, why you bringing that up, man? That was a long time ago, man. Let's move on.
Right. It's dramatic.
Hey, man, I'm glad you back, brother. I'm so glad to have you on here tonight, man. We finna make history. But check this out. If this is your first time joining the show, the first thing that Kevin and I want to do is we want to say thank you, because we know that there are a million other sports podcasts and shows out there, but it means something special for us for you to come check us out, right? So that's number one. Number two is I told you to write three names down. And the reason I want you, because this show is out of all the 200 shows we've done, people need to hear this one. I want you to take those three names you wrote down, and I want you to share this show with them right now. And let me tell you why, because at the end of this thing, we're going to change some lives, and they need to hear this information. And then the final thing I need you to do, family, is become part of our family. And the only thing you got to do that is, on the count of three, in Sports Life Talk tradition, smash that subscribe button. Tawana, your folks going to hold us down?
Going to hold it down.
All right, let's do it. One.
Let's get it.
Two. Three. Hey, welcome to the Sports Life Talk family. Kevin and I, we don't do fans. We don't do followers. We do family members. So come on and get in. Come on, get some of this hug. Ah, I love you. Welcome to the family. And we got a special show for you today. But listen, after this one, don't forget the archives. We got over 200 episodes of Sports Life Talk with all kind of amazing people, all kind of sports head coaches, NFLers. I mean, sheesh. These boys, we're doing work. We've been doing work. And just like today, we got another classic banger. We're bringing it straight to your earlobes. All right, Tawana, are you ready for the Sports Life Talk initiation?
I'm always ready. Let's go.
Kevin. Good luck with this one, KT.
I guess she told you. All right, to initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music artists.
Top five music artists. Mary J. off top. Mary J. Blige. Jodeci. Alicia Keys, Erykah Badu, Avant.
What? Hold up. Avant? Is Avant
new? Avant? No. How many are you giving her, Kevin? Don't start.
No, let's give her five, man. That's a solid.
That was five. That was a solid five.
Yeah, solid top five.
90s. Yeah.
I like that top five. Baby, won't you just stay?
Hey.
Now the Avant should be back, because not too many people really rock with Avant. That dude was cold.
I thought it was R. Kelly cousin.
Look, R. Kelly close. He up there. R. Kelly, yeah, I like the art.
Yeah, we got to be able to
separate. Somebody you skipped over, though. She said Jodeci. It was somebody Jodeci, else that was banging.
Alicia Keys. Alicia Erykah Keys. Badu.
Erykah Badu. That's the one.
Erykah Badu. Right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm from Louisiana, so Erykah Badu went to Grambling, so she was huge in in northern Louisiana at one point in time.
Well, she was down here because she's from here.
Well, she's from here, but she went to college in Louisiana, Kevin.
Yeah, I like how you try to get Louisiana tie in there, but she's
climber. You know how we do.
You dirty joker. All right, who are some of your favorite sports teams?
Golden State Warriors, for sure. WNBA, Chicago Sky. Rocking with them. You know, we got to put our women folk in there. Football, I'm going to say, I don't know. You know, I watch football. I work with, which is crazy, right? So I have clients, but I'm just, I guess, a fan in general. But I would say Golden State. I'm rocking with Golden State right now.
We'll take that. B. Jones and I just went to the Wings and Sky game, what, last weekend?
Guys tore our ass up. I mean,
They're bad.
Candace Parker hit two threes with like a minute and a half to go in the game. I mean, it's like the coach called the play like, Candace, it's your time. And she just went out there, scoop, scoop. And I was like, that's game.
I mean, you leave her wide open, she going to knock those down too. Shout out to Allie Quigley. We actually got a chance to meet her too.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Allie Quigley.
Yep. All right. So who is your favorite superhero and why?
Superhero. Really not into superhero movies and that sort of thing. I guess I would say Spider-Man. I have two younger children, so we watch all the Spider-Man movies. But I guess really any of them. There's always a love interest, right? And so I'm always a lover rather than a fighter. So I guess I would say Spider-Man.
All right. Since every good superhero needs their own theme music, what would your theme song be?
What would my theme song be? That's a good one.
This is it. Kevin, she was doing all the I stay ready. Look,
I'm really at a loss for words. Let's see. I gotta come up with something.
What's a Mary J? I know Mary J got anthems everywhere.
All I do is win. How about that?
That is. And that's all you do is win too. I saw the IG page.
All right, so on behalf of the SRT Nation, we want to welcome you to our family. So, B. Jones, go ahead and take it away, man.
All right, man. I'm so excited to have you part. Now, where are you originally from, Tawana?
West Memphis, Arkansas is home.
Memphis.
Yeah, you know, right across the bridge from Memphis. Well, now, when I say Memphis, I get, you know, joned on a little bit because they think that I'm claiming something that's not really. So, I got to be very clear. West Memphis, Arkansas. But we're right here in the M.
Yes. I made that mistake before. I thought West Memphis was in Memphis. They're like, no, man, I'm from Arkansas. You from Memphis? You from Memphis, bro? I mean, I'm just saying, you from Memphis? You from Memphis? He said, right. No, man, I'm from Arkansas. We had to go to, Google had to end the debate. He was like, see, we technically in Arkansas.
Technically.
Hey, but you crossed that water, though. You right there in Memphis, right? Orange Mile, kicking it with 8-Ball and MJG. Well, tell us what it was like, because, I mean, you know, let's just be real. Memphis is a very unique scene. You know what I'm saying? It's a very new, and it's kind of hard in some spots, right? So to come up out of Memphis, that's a trophy in itself, right? So tell us what it was like growing up in Memphis.
Yeah, I would say it's still family oriented, right? You know, it's the South, and so you still have that Southern hospitality. I would say it's a mix between kind of country and, you know, it's a little street. But when you're in sports, oftentimes, you know, you're shielded from a lot of those things because you're focused on something that can take you all around the world. So I just close-knit family, you know, small community with the same issues that you see in other big cities.
There it is. Now, when did you fall in love with sports? Because that's what we're here for. We want to talk about your love and your passion and how you found this lane in sports. So tell us, when did you fall in love with sports?
I had to be 9 or 10. I had an older cousin at that time, Marcus Brown. He was a standout in, you know, high school and college at Murray State, where he's now back coaching. And he was drafted into the NBA, right? So our family, we were the loud ones with the signs and the confetti and all that. You know, you're going to hear us before you see us. And so watching him go through that experience and the excitement and us road tripping it and all of that, it really, you know, introduced me to the game. And he took me under his wing, and, you know, I haven't looked back since.
Dang, now can Marcus Brown hoop? Because I, you know, that might be a little bit.
Google him. How about that?
I am.
Marcus Brown. Google him.
I already saw him on your page. I just wanted you to.
He is that dude.
I saw him on your page. I looked him up already. I like Marcus Brown when I saw he played in the NBA, but no, I just wanted you to highlight him there for a second. But
yeah,
all right. He's so dope. Pretty so dope. Now, I saw you actually had some football players too. So yes. You evolved from basketball working with Marcus into some football. Yes. So, I mean, like, you kind of like around, I don't know, who sang Around the Way Girl, man? Who is that?
LL Cool J, man.
Oh, my bad. That's, yes. So you are you in the round, you kind of get in where you fit in? You like all kind of pockets of the sports industry? Or?
Yeah, well, you know, the games are different, but the business that they have to handle is the same, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they still got to handle their money, protect their assets, you know, manage and protect their brands. Like, none of that is different. And so once we kind of went through that process and realized they need agents too, they have attorneys and issues, you know, it was a really easy transition. So yeah, whoever needs that type of support, I got them.
Well, that's why we're here. And this is why I hope you shared this with the three people I told you to, because there's somewhere out there. Well, actually, it's all of us. Everybody out there wanted to be either a rapper or a singer at one point in their career. They wanted to be a professional athlete or actor of some sort at one point in their career. And then after they realize they can't do that, that's when we always start wanting to either be a head coach, or we want to be an agent. And Jerry Maguire had us all out there screaming, "Show me the money!" Yep. And so tell us a little bit about your route. How did you become a sports agent or somebody that manages sports personalities?
Yeah, I actually was playing professionally in Europe myself. I was
so
playing basketball. Well, wait a minute, you can't tell here, but yeah. 6'1", she can still go.
I saw you was tall. I was like, I can still do something. I saw you was tall. I said, if any push come to shove, I'll just throw that thing to KT.
I think I can do something, right?
Yeah, I just throw that thing to KT. KT got that silver stroke. So I said, we can still do some work. You know what I'm saying? We got about six. We got about 6 2-on-2 games out there looking for us. They scared of us.
Oh, yeah?
They scared of us.
I'll do that.
B. Jones, we got to play against two WNBA players because of B. Jones. So yeah, that's how we did.
Yeah, right. talking you into stuff. No, I am. So I played basketball in college at Ole Miss, and had a good career there. I tore my ACL in high school, and so I had different knee related injuries throughout college, and so I ended up getting my knees cleaned up after my senior season. So I used that gap year to pursue my MBA. So I got my master's, then I went overseas. It was a very enriching experience. I played in Holland. I played in Spain. Knew I wasn't going to play forever because I had bad knees. And I got an offer to join a team at Merrill Lynch as a financial advisor. And so I knew I wanted to work with athletes. That was a way for me to combine my love of business and the game. And so my cousin was one of my first clients, and I haven't looked back since. I initially started investing, managing money, and protecting assets. But it evolved because, as you know, athletes have a diverse set of needs. I mean, mm-hmm. they need a little bit of everything. Hey, I need you to call my mom and, you know, make sure she's good. Hey, this guy's reaching out to me about this endorsement. You know, can I have them call you? Hey, I don't really understand what this means, you know. So I found myself connecting them with other professionals in the business, other attorneys, custom clothiers, anything you need. I became like the point person for that. So I sort of transitioned into my own management company, and I formed the Athletes Nexus to serve all those diverse needs, because it goes beyond money, but those things do affect their money. So
now, and how many years have you been running this organization?
I launched it in 2016, but unofficially since 2007 when I retired.
That sounds like a lot of work goes into that. Because I'm going to be real with you. I was watching, what's the show on HBO with The Rock in it, KT? I like that show.
Ballers.
Yes.
I love Ballers.
And there's a lot of truth to it.
He's kind of a little bit of a cleanup man / agent. You know, he's talking contracts. He's trying to get people on the field. Sound like to me, you've grown bigger than that, right? It's almost like you indoctrinated into these people's family when you call them my Dukes up and say, "Hey, Ma, you good? Did you get that new Echo I sent you off Amazon?" I mean, you know what I'm saying? And that's a different type of conversation. You know what I'm saying? You become an intimate with family members, not just in the boardroom. We're talking about at the family reunion. So
absolutely, absolutely. It is a more intimate type of professional relationship I have. Because you think about it, all those other trades, the agent, the attorneys, the accountants, they're specialized, right? They do one thing. But then the athlete themselves, they're responsible for juggling all this stuff and understanding all of these different things. You know, are they doing what they're supposed to do? Is this right? Are they, you know? So who's helping them quarterback their team, or, you know, the point guard for their team? And so we found a niche there to say, you know what, they need a little bit more support, because honestly, they're busy. And a lot of times they don't understand what's going on. So I had to learn all of these different trades enough to know, nah, that's not right. He ain't telling you the right thing there. We might need to talk about that again. And so I became that right hand to these individuals to help them, you know, make sure they're being protected, because it's business at the end of the day, and everyone is trying to serve their interests.
Man, I got to stop it. I got to take my hat off. I got to salute you. This right here, this is a black queen right here, ladies. I'm talking about, we, like, I'm listening to you talk. You know, I come on this thing, and, you know, I got my southern draw. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing, but I'm listening to you. You popping every T. You hitting every S. I mean, you articulating at a high level. I'm like, man, she's sharper than an ass on this thing. Now, who in your family inspired? Because I don't know. Do you come from a family of educators, or...
My parents, first and foremost, they're old school. I have older siblings, which means my parents are older. Okay, so they weren't my friend or anything like that. They pushed me really hard. They were old fashioned. They had rules, and I was gonna follow those rules. Listen, that part. And so I'm just an over-exceller, overachiever. But then my cousin, I always have to credit him, because he gave me a front row seat. He gave me my first shot in this business. He opened doors for me to be able to learn, and I learned quickly. And I've just been applying it. On one hand, I am a former athlete, so I get it. A lot of these needs I can anticipate, because I already know. I know the questions before they even think to ask them. You know what I'm saying? But I've also been a student of the game, right? You can't be so, you know, on your stuff without learning. And so I have so many people around me to sow into me. I can't take credit for this alone, that I can call and say, hey, even I don't know what's going on. You
right,
know?
Right.
And they're willing to always step in and fill in the gap.
I ain't trying to put your age out there, but you recently, what we said, award winning, and that was no joke. You were recently awarded the 40 under 40, acknowledged by Ole Miss. And I'm going to tell you, when I looked at that cue card, I was like, it ain't a lot of, it wasn't a lot of brown on that piece of paper. You know what I'm saying? It was you out of 40 folks.
Yeah.
It was you with about three others. So, well, tell us a little bit about that 40 under 40 and what that honor meant to you.
Yeah, that meant the world. That's my second 40 under 40 award.
Oh my.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
She was kidding. 30 under 32. You know what I'm saying?
No, that was amazing to be recognized in that way. I will be 40 this year, actually, in just a couple of weeks. So,
I ain't say your age, though.
But I'm embracing it. I'm embracing it these last few days in my 30s. But it was amazing to be recognized in that way. And I was in the room with some really, really heavy hitters, right? So oftentimes I have to pinch myself to say, you know, okay, I am considered in that category. You know what I'm saying? That I just do what I do because I love it. I enjoy helping our young men and women. And I feel like every black athlete needs a black woman on their team, particularly our black males. It's just something about that connection that's almost motherly, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we are able to sow into them outside of the business. But I love what I do every day, and I do it for that reason alone. So to be recognized for the fruit of this labor and some of the educational things we do, it's just really special.
Ooh, you tough. All right. you now this is where you get it. Now I can't get Kevin to pick up a book for nothing. Okay. I'm just gonna tell you straight up. Don't even send him a copy. You can send me an autograph copy, because I'm trying to do better.
No, you can send me a copy too. But watch the movie. But
read the book and record it. Give him, send him the Audible. Send him the Audible credit. He'll download it. But tell us, because I'm gonna buy this book. My wife, she wanted the Echo or the Kindle. She's part of the Kindle family, so I'm gonna get this book downloaded today. I ain't read it yet, but tell it, go and tee it up, because I mean, you know, I got big expectations now that I met you. I'm like, hey, this might be a page turner. So tell us about this book you've written.
So my first published work, which did become a bestseller, Surviving the Lights, I wrote this book because I just dealt with so many things that were common things from all the athletes I'm working with, things they don't understand about the business side of the sport. So I'm always like, you know, I want you to be a professional athlete, and I'm not even talking about the game. I'm talking about business. I want you to be a pro. At least you understand you're going to have to show up in a lot of other areas outside the lines of the court and the field. And so it's a very easy read. I devoted chapters to just basically highlight four incoming athletes or prospective pros so that they're a little bit more prepared. You got to be a professional in how you take care of your body, how you brand yourself, how you run your team, how you leave your legacy, and all those different things. You got to handle your business everywhere. You have to be the total package. Like, you can't do this the way we've done it before. And it's, again, designed for athletes. But I have a second book that I will be putting out here in the summer before the fall, called Plan 2, T-O-O. I want to kind of dismantle the way we say to athletes, you know, this is your plan A, what's your plan B, and all of that. And this one is designed for the professionals because I recognize now we have more sophisticated athletes, which means the people who surround them and influence their lives, we got to step our game up, okay? It's not enough to just know a little something about your trade, you know? You've got to understand how to help them navigate all it. I mean, you got Bitcoin. You have all these different things out here that they really don't understand, okay? So we gotta do better. And it'll be coming out before the summer's out, so you keep your eye out for that.
When I see stories like Henry Ruggs or Deshaun Watson's, or even the Miles Bridges out of Charlotte this past year, I never blame the athlete. I know people like, well, they grown men, but no, right. I blame the people who are around them, because you saw that kid was in a toxic situation, or you saw these kids making bad decisions, and the people around them allowed them to behave this way. Right. That I 100% blame.
As long as they got their check, their commission. So yeah, look for that.
Let me get off my Reverend Jones here for a second. Let's get back onto the chart. So I saw you rocking the orange, and you went out to All-Star Weekend this year. Representing your Chicago Sky. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Oh, it was amazing. As you know, the sports circles are very small. Even though I didn't actually play in the WNBA, I played in Europe. You know, a lot of my friends did, or people I played against. And so it was just great to link up and really support women's game. Right now, Black women are winning, and I've been saying that for some time. So just want to show up and do my part in supporting them. A little business being handled. A couple of my clients and I have come together to film a documentary. So it will be coming out really soon, called Ballers Abroad.
Sound like you're releasing a lot of information right now on this show right now. We going ghetto gold in a minute. That's it.
But it's about athletes who play abroad. I mean, you hear a lot of stories about, you know, in sports, but it's mainly the domestic sports, the major leagues. But there is a whole world of sports being played by American athletes in other countries. And we wanted to kind of highlight and showcase some of their challenges, but also some of their triumphs. So, yeah, a lot of great stuff on the horizon. COVID put a little, you know, slowed it down a little bit, but, you know, we back.
You can't be stopped, though, because all you do is win. All right, Kevin, I got one more. I know I went over my time. I got one more, Kevin. Now, look, Tawana, I'm a big boy. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm gonna walk some of this off this year, but I know a kitchen when I see a kitchen, and it looked like you were in the kitchen. Now, can you burn? Can you do something in that thing, or you just feel podcast in there?
I'm from the South. Now, if we can't do anything else, we can cook. Yes.
So let me get this straight. Let me get this straight. You're super smart. You're writing books. You work the Fidelity. You know money. You plugged in with all kind of people. You go and you sit there and you'll watch sports on Sunday and you can burn. Boy, y'all better say at Tawana D. Smith. If y'all ain't did it already, y'all better hurry up. Hey, you married, Tawana?
I'm not married. I was married. I'm not married.
I was creeping. I was stalking. So I already saw it. Artist.
Please don't go anywhere. I mean, good news.
I'm married. I'm married. So I wasn't talking for that. I was talking for y'all. I was doing homework for Sports Like Talk Nation, for my family. All right. Yes. All right, KT.
Bea Jones, it's okay, man. She's a very attractive woman, man. It's okay. You know,
and smart. Hey, look at that kitchen.
Well, he said, look at the kitchen.
That's a kitchen out of Bel Air.
TV show. Well, BJ, let's get this question.
Oh, Lord.
All right, Tawana. Welcome to the championship rounds. This is the part of the show where Kevin and I, we turn on each other. We are now going to go tit for tat, but you are officially calling all the shots from this point on, all right? Have you ever played a game called Would You Rather?
I haven't ever played it, but...
The rules are very simple. Both hosts, Kevin and myself, will present you with an option. You select one of those options, and when you do, that host will be awarded a point, all right? Okay. The first host to get 2 points or the best out of three will win this episode's game of championship rounds. And just for y'all, just in case you don't know, I'm the defending champion. I won the last game, and it was, oh, my goodness. Coach, y'all go watch the highlights from Coach Quinn Morgan.
Probably one of the greatest shows I've ever been a part of. He Sizzle, I'm going to tell you now, whenever somebody's from Louisiana on this show or their name is Brandon, I lose. So, yeah, I'm glad.
Well, this is Tawana Smith and you finna lose. All right, here we go. Here we go. Round number one. Now, you've won the 40 under 40, but would you rather have an award named after you, the Tawana D. Smith Trailblazer Award, or?
Or would you rather have an athletic scholarship named after you?
Well, I already have a scholarship, so I guess it'll be the first option.
Need to do your homework. You gotta do your homework. Better talk to the production crew.
You want another one? You need another one. That's what it is.
She got two athletic scholarships. In her name,
I have the Tawana Inman Smith Scholarship Fund, so I would do the
award. Wow. All right, round number two. We need to get the echo effect added to the show. All right, here we go. Would you rather have one of your books made into a TV movie on Oprah's own network, or
have your book, Surviving the Lights, turn into a series on Netflix directed by Shonda Rhimes?
Netflix series. I would rather have my book turn into a series.
Killing me.
I knew that.
It's a lot of game this year.
Yeah, hey, that Netflix, that's too tough for me to turn down to. Right. God, no. All right, here we go. Round number three in the final round. Kevin, here we go. All so right. I can go ahead and win this thing.
Oh, hush. All right, would you rather go back in the past and meet your ancestors or?
Or have the ability to go forward in the future, meet your great-great-grandchildren and see the legacy that you left behind.
And with your ancestors, of course, you get to see where you came from.
I think I got to go to the future. I think I'm going to the future. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Hey, we shook up the world. Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. They all thought I couldn't do it. Everybody out here was like, yeah, she want to go to the past. Everybody want to know where they come from. But I knew we had a trail. I knew it was legacy. If I work this hard, I need to see what I do. I need to see what kind of... I'm with you. Me and Kevin had this debate, and that's why this question is on there. I always tell people, man, it ain't about what happened in the past. I read that in the history books.
Right.
I need to see where we're going.
Yeah, B, we got it. You won championship rounds, man. Move on to the next question. Kevin. You just throwing out.
And we going back to back. I went back to back on you, Kevin, like Joy at 96-97.
You know what, BJ? I got to do better when I'm betting the guests, I guess. I'm the one that's been doing all the talking to her, and this is how she repays me. But it's okay. Right.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. I'm on cloud nine right now. I'm on cloud. I hope y'all are having fun because I'm feeling it. All right, so the title of the show is Sports Life Talks, You Got Next. We all want to know. We know a book coming out soon. We know a documentary coming out soon. But real talk, what does the future hold for Tawana Smith?
Well, I am also pursuing my doctorate at the University of Memphis. So I hope to have all of my requirements completed spring next year. So this time next year, you should be calling me Dr. Tawana Smith. So, yes.
When we have you back, it's going to be Dr. Welcome Doctor. To the stage, Dr. Tawana. Doctor. All right, I like it. Yeah, I can do that.
Way, that part. And I just want to use what I'm learning to try to move the game forward. And again, support the people who are supposed to be supporting our athletes. So.
All right. So do you have any shout outs you want to give?
Oh, wow. Yeah, there are some amazing young ladies blazing trails in sports right now. Miss Celia Newman.
I heard that name before. What does she do?
She got game, right?
Yeah, she got game. Have you guys already talked
to her? They were on the show.
Okay. Yeah.
She's
one of my mentees, and I'm just so proud of her and what they're doing there. My cousin, of course, Yolanda Moore. I'm not sure if you've spoken with her. 2-time WNBA champ. Doing a lot of great things, across sports as well. Just thinking of some other, just so many. There's so many amazing women. But those are probably two that come to mind.
All right. So this is a part of the show where you get a chance to call out the person that you think should have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. I told them my story.
Yeah.
So with that said, who are you giving your game ball to?
I'm going to give it to Yolanda Moore. If you all have not connected with her yet, she's super dope. She's on all the social channels. Again, 2-time WNBA champ. That's my girl. We hung out at WNBA All-Star. And she will always, give you the game and shoot it to you straight. So, Yolanda Moore.
So, Kevin, it's me and you versus Tawana and Yolanda. Can you do work, Kevin?
Don't do that to yourself.
Can you do work, Kevin? She got work done on her knees, so we should have that done. We should have a chance, Kevin.
No!
That's the only chance that we got, man. I'm down, B. Jones. We ain't running. We ain't ducking any challenge anymore.
We never scared.
Hey, real quick, though, Tawana, I did want to get off of here without giving you the opportunity to plug Athletes Nexus. Like, if I'm an up and coming college athlete, should they be reaching out to you? Who is this business for, and how do they find you? Because I know somebody heard this. Like I said, they sent it to three people. Everybody who heard it sent it to three people. So somebody need to get in contact with you. How do they do that?
Yeah, you can either find me online, theathletesnexus.com, or my personal website, tawanasmith.com, to get more information. We do a lot of advising, consulting for up-and-coming athletes and their families to help them prepare to navigate this process, because, there is no rule book to how you transition to that next level. So hit me up, DM me, email me, reach me through one of my websites, and, I'm always happy to share any game or connections that can help them, fulfill their needs.
All right. So y'all share this with three people. Make sure that y'all follow her at Tawana D. Smith. Y'all go check out our website. Yolanda, you need to be, get your jump shot. Go buy you a hoodie or whatever you need to do to get ready for the game. Because it's 2-on-2. We're going to be reaching out to you real soon, though, Yolanda, to have you on the show. But Tawana, oh, my goodness. Trailblazer is I can't even find a word. I mean, you are lightning rod. You are transcendent. You are exactly what the game needed. You black, you beautiful, you proud, you talented, you smart, you extraordinary, and you got next. Sports Life Talk Nation.
Thank you.
This is how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, this is how we do it. And we're going to keep doing it this way over and over and over again. We told y'all we won't stop. We can't stop. But hey, in order for us to keep this movement, we need you. Share this show. I'm not going to tell you no more. Share this show. Tell everybody about it. Hey, let's keep the word going. Check this out. We got a few ways we want to pay you back. We want to show you some love and admiration on our end. You showed us love by watching and sharing it. We want to show you love by going to our IG page, tag 5 friends in, spread the word. We sending Sports Life Talk t-shirts out. We giving them away. Buku. All day long, because it don't matter. We want to show you the appreciation you deserve. And listen, Kevin and I, we go live every Wednesday nights. We stream at YouTube at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on YouTube. So if you smash that subscribe button, hit the bell, you'll be notified. You can come laugh with us. You can come kick it. Come listen to some of Kevin's horrible takes. You come listen to me be a star. You know what I'm saying? We go Wednesday night. Come hang out with us. Come kick it. Come chill. It's an interactive show. It's for you guys. So we just want to have a good time in a family scenario. Kevin, what am I missing, man? I know I'm missing something.
You know, I hate losing to you in championship rounds. And what's even worse is I got to carry us in a 2-on-2 game against two professionals. Boy,
I had to establish dominance.
what good is dominance if we go get dominated?
Dominated, that part.
They still, we got the mental advantage. She's 6 foot two.
She's 6 foot two.
Well, yeah. Kevin's 6'2". I'm just 5'11" though.
Okay. Well,
yeah, you see what I'm saying? I got to care.
Work that out.
Yeah.
Work that out.
It's already written, so we don't have to go with it. Thank you so much for walking with us.
Your
story is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
One last thing I got to tell you, Tawana. They better call
Tyrone.
Sports Like Talk Nation, we love y'all. Stay safe, be blessed, respect each other, and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, because you never know. Your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Hey. Yeet.
Hey. See what's crazy is, I knew you had next, because you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag because you're always working, like, in due time. I knew you got next. Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talk your mushroom. You want what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon, then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, just a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah, you got next, yeah. I can feel it, you're a winner just like me. You got next, and what comes next? Tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah, if you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me. If you got next, if you got next, yeah, if you got next, then you know where to be. I'm talking Sports Life, talking this. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sports Life, talking this.